This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial's set correctly to USA Prepares. And we're broadcasting 2 hours today from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Kyle is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at GCN. I'm Vincent Fennelli, and I'm delighted to be broadcasting with George in New Hampshire. And George is a very, very bright guy, very articulate, and he has he's been a student of USA Prepares for a while. And he would call in, and I liked him so well that I asked him to be an instructor on the air and share his wealth of knowledge and experiences. So today we're going to do just that. It's going to be a lighthearted show, a lighthearted broadcast, and we're going to talk about experiences that we have each had separate from each other. They might dovetail a little bit. And what you'll hear is what it's like when George and I are on the telephone, not on the air with each other, just chatting as two people on the phone might do. So today you're going to learn who is George in New Hampshire by some of the stories we tell. And you'll learn a little bit more about who is Vincent Fennelli. So if you stay tuned, you'll learn a little bit more about us. Welcome, George.
Hi, Vincent. Thank you for such a complimentary intro. The check is in the mail.
Well, it's all true. You know, George, I wanted to share something to you, a small story, as we get started with who are we? And, you know, I've mentioned that I had a job at three of the largest banks in the country, credit card banks, back in the 1980s. And one of the things that I liked doing was giving my team, the team that developed really, really neat, fun technologies for the bank to make the customer's experience better. I liked being away from the mainstream. So we were in the corporate headquarters of one of these banks. That's where we worked. And had a team of relatively young people with me. And I found in the basement of the bank headquarters, there was a exercise room. But it wasn't being used. And all the equipment was gone. And it was carpeted, and it was really, really nice. And near it was, around the corner, was the men's room, the ladies' room. The elevators were right there. And there was a payphone right outside this exercise room area. So I talked to the senior VP, and I said, hey, I would love to move our team down there. It would give us a little more peace and quiet, and we'd be able to, you know, develop the kind of technologies more effectively, I thought. Because I didn't subscribe to the typical office arrangement where each person would have either a cubicle or an office with a closed door. I didn't like that. I wanted a bullpen. I wanted all of our guys and gals to be in a room where they could hear each other. No secrets. And if one person was working on a part of a project that another person needed to know about, and he was on the phone or she was on the phone, they could hear each other. And we didn't have to have a lot of meetings because everybody knew what was going on. So we were down in the basement of this bank building, And what I noticed was there were a lot of guys that would come down to use the men's room. Now, they would come from other floors and across the walkway, the skyway, if you will, to use the basement men's room. And I thought, gosh, they've got their own. What's the problem? And then the payphone right outside our area was being used by people looking for other jobs. And it annoyed me. It annoyed me that we had some traitors among us who wanted to leave our banking, you know, apply for jobs at J.P. Morgan and Chase and Citi and, you know, those kind of banks. So being a fan of some practical jokes, I decided that I would kind of embarrass the people applying for jobs and maybe make their row a little tougher to hoe. So I put a sign on the side of the payphone. And, you know, the people who would come down to the basement to use the payphone to apply for other jobs, they'd try to be really discreet and quiet. And they'd say, you know, I'm calling about my application. Have you received it? And what is the status? And, you know, those kinds of things, you know, during the workday. So I put the sign on the side of the phone. It said, this phone transmits poorly. Please speak in a loud, clear, distinct voice. And what happened? The people who used the phone didn't want to mess up that phone call. They'd say, hi, this is... And I have a feeling that they sounded quite mentally deficient when they made those calls, and we got to keep some of our top employees. So they were kind of prevented from leaving by their own voices. And the reason that came to my mind is I was looking on the internet, and there is a sign, and this guy, whoever he was really clever. He made this sign, and it says Xerox, and it looks like a Xerox logo. And this sign was obviously in some large corporation where they have a really expensive, large Xerox machine that would copy and staple and collate and do all the things that these expensive machines would do. And so the sign is 8.5 by 11. It's just taped to the wall. And it's obviously just behind, if you were looking at the copy machine, it'd be just what you would see first. And it's multicolored. It's red and yellow and green and black. It's on a white background. It says, Xerox, this copier has been upgraded. Linguistic model 4.01 has been installed. Voice commands have been enabled. State your name for diagnostic purposes only. State the desired function keywords. Allowed keywords are copy, collate, staple, etc. And state the number needed, then say start. And then it says this module is in learning mode, and the user may have to repeat the commands until the voice is recognized. Is that brilliant or what?
I guess, you know, this was, of course, just a hoax, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was just a hoax.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But I'm just saying is that, well, you know, like I say, is hey, it's good for the workplace to have some practical jokes once in a while.
Yeah, yeah. And I can just see people standing there for the first time saying, copy, collate, start. Hey, start. My name is Joe Dokes. Start.
Well, yeah,
I can just see it in the large corporate America work environment. I can see it. And congratulations to that guy who did that. I mean that. So he took my little practical joke to the next level, and I think it's absolutely hysterical and brilliant. So good for him. And right. And there's another one. A guy who lives, I mentioned this before, it's a guy who lives next to the Milwaukee, Wisconsin airport. And he has a city property and a large flat roof. And it's black. And so he painted on his roof a sign. Looks like he used a 12-inch roller with white paint on his black roof. And it says, welcome to Cleveland. Good for him. I can just imagine the chaos that causes on the airplane. Honey, we're not in Milwaukee. We're landing in Cleveland.
You know what that reminds me of? Just out of curiosity, many years ago, you know how if you live adjacent to one of these airports, there's so much noise?
Mm-hmm,
and,
yeah.
Well, they had this older German gentleman, and the Germans are quite the engineers, and they're quite imaginative, and they can construct things. And he built his own small catapult, and he would load a mix based, I guess, fundamentally on a German dumpling recipe. And what he did was he complained enough times, and he said, basically, that's it. So what he did was he made this gooey concoction, and he'd pick his times, and he'd launch it at one of the planes coming by. No, I'm not recommending this. Well, they settled with him very quickly, and they rerouted. No, but you have to give it to it the ingenuity of those old timers. You know what I mean? They had a problem. Yeah. They studied it, and they solved it, you know?
Remember when soda cans and beer cans were made out of steel? Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you'd use a can opener to open a can of beer. You just, you know, I use this triangular-shaped cutout that would be made with a can opener. And you would use the leverage of the small, maybe 4-inch long device against the rim of the can, and it would pop the top so you could drink it. You put a large hole in one side of it, a top, and a small hole in the other. Well, when I was at the university, I had some really, really bright friends. And, you know, sometimes you get bored. Well, we, in the same line of thinking as the story you just told, we decided to make a cannon out of soda cans and beer cans. And by the way, the drinking age where I was 18, so it wasn't like, you know, we were doing anything illegal. But I'm not sure that would matter anyway. But anyway, we would cut out the tops and the bottoms of, let's say, 6 cans. So they would be just cylinders. Except for the last can. We would leave the bottom in, but we'd cut out the top. And we would tape them end to end to end to end with really strong tape, like duct tape. And we'd punch a little tiny hole in the bottom of the last can, kind of near the back of the can, or the bottom of the can. I'll tell you what we did with that when we come back. George and I are talking about all just stories. Just stories, things that we've experienced.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex corporate's employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Did our announcer say instruction that matters? Well, George, so these cans were taped end, and the last one had the bottom still in it. And we would take a petroleum distillate, a highly volatile one, just a couple drops, literally a couple drops, and put it in the can and shake the can back and forth and volatilize that petroleum distillate. Then drop a tennis ball in there, and then with a match, that darn thing would launch, I don't know, a couple hundred feet. And so we had a lot of fun with that. You know, we were learning about physics, and we were learning about trajectories, and we were just having a lot of fun with this toy that we made. And that's what happens when students have more time on their hands than they should. Now, I'm not advocating that anyone do this. It's darn dangerous because, you know, the wrong distillate, the wrong amount, those cans could split wide open, and you could really, really hurt yourself. So just use this as a lesson that, yeah, it happened. Should it happen again? No. Okay? And if you tried it today with the newly improved lightweight cans, you might lose pieces of your body. So don't do it. Yep. So it can't be done today with current manufacturing techniques of soda cans. It absolutely cannot be done. Now, there are other things you can do with soda cans that are pretty cool. You can make an air-to-air heat exchanger and heat your house with it by taking soda cans and punching out the bottoms of them and stacking them one on top of another and have rows of, let's say, 8 or 10 of them, paint them black, put them behind a glass frame, aim it at the sun, and the solar rays will heat up the black aluminum soda cans and give off heat. You can have an air vent at the bottom of this, I'll say it's a 4 foot by 8 foot frame, maybe 4 inches deep, and an air hole maybe 4 inches at the top, and you can have heat. He can produce heat
just
with this.
Cycling
and maybe,
through, I guess, right? Just as heat rises, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And it absolutely works. So it's a really good, you know, use for soda, aluminum soda cans, because aluminum conducts heat and cold very, very well. So that's just a thought.
Yeah.
Go ahead, George.
Do you mind, Vincent, if I have a joke that I get a lot of mileage on St. Patrick's Day, but it also has a connotation that you'll see at the end with the season we're in. Do you mind?
Sure, go ahead.
I have a friend from Galway, and he brings back the latest Irish jokes, and he told me this 1 year ago. And what it was is it was outside Dublin town, and I'll put on a little bit, I'm part Irish, so I'll put in a little bit of an Irish accent to it. Well, there was a nun, and she was walking into Dublin town one night on a foggy night. So a taxi cab driver was driving by, and Sean looks out, and he sees the nun on the side of the road walking into town. So he pulls over. He goes, "Sister, where would you be going on a night like tonight?" So she goes, "Well, I'd be going into town." So he says, "Hop in." So they drive off into the night. So Sean's looking in the mirror, and he notices she's kind of youngest, a nun, and she's cute. And she's cute to the nose, and he says, "You know, sister, I have to confess, I've always wanted to kiss a nun once in my life." And now there's a long silence in the back seat. So finally, the nun speaks, and she says, "Well, on two conditions. One, you have to be Catholic. And two, you have to be unmarried." So Sean says, "Sister, it's me lucky night. I'm not married, and I'm Catholic." So he pulls over on the side of the road, and he's about to turn around when, lickety-split, she leaps into the front seat, and she gives him a big, big kiss on the lips. Well, he's flustered. So she adjusts her habits and calmly gets back in the back seat. And he composes himself, and he drives back off into the night. Well, after a few minutes, Sean's got a kind of sheepish look on his face, and he says, "You know, sister, I have a confession to make. I lied. I'm not Catholic, and I'm married." So the sister in the back seat, now there's a longer silence in the back seat. So finally the sister says, "Well, confession is good for the soul, and I have one too. My name is Kevin, and I'm going to a Halloween party." I do get a lot of mileage out of that.
It sounds like in today's environment that might be absolutely a true story.
Yeah.
And when we come back, I'll tell you a story about my dad and me and the Catholic Church. We'll be right back.
If you have unpaid tax debt to the IRS that you can't pay, please hear this special notice. Specially approved IRS relief programs designed to aid delinquent taxpayers are now in effect that can significantly improve your financial situation. Depending on your circumstances, you may qualify to have your tax problem resolved in your favor and may even have your back taxes reduced by thousands or eliminated entirely. A relief hotline has been established by Community Tax for you to call and see if you qualify at 800-908-4758. If you owe the IRS back taxes that you can't afford to pay, don't let the IRS trick you into thinking you have no way out. Our highly accredited tax professionals will let you know what you qualify for and how much you can save. We may be able to stop all liens, garnishments, levies, and save you thousands. Call and see if you qualify for this taxpayer relief at 800-908-4758. 800-908-4758. That's 800-908-4758. Community Tax. Who's your tax guy?
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class George is with us. George is in New Hampshire. George, I think by the time we're done with today's broadcast, the three students that we have will have jump ship.
Well, we've eliminated all the sponsors just about, so thanks to Miles, I'm glad I played my part. I don't want to be called the slacket, that's for sure.
My mom and dad, when we were in Virginia, my mom and dad lived right next door. So the fence that divided their farm from ours to keep the cows from going from one farm to the next, you know, that fence was the property line. And so I spent a lot of time with my mom and dad, and we would go to church together. So our family and my mom and dad, we'd all get in a vehicle and we'd drive to, oh, the 15 miles or so to the next town where there was a Catholic church. And I'm talking about in the 90s. And the Catholic church was a small Catholic church in rural Virginia. There weren't a lot of Catholics, but there were, the number of parishioners was increasing. So there was a mass at 9 o'clock on Sunday, and there was another mass at 11 o'clock on Sunday. And the priest was saying, you know, it's really packed in here, and so we're going to have to talk about expanding the church. We're going to have to, maybe add on. Now, this was a stone church, and it was really, really well built, you know, really thick walls, maybe 18 inches thick, all stone. And this was going to be an expensive proposition to make the, you know, the expansion match the existing church, because the church was old. And so a group or a committee was formed to kind of assist with this, to the expansion committee. And they wanted donations from the parishioners. And they weren't little donations. They would start at like $500. Now, this is in addition to whatever you would normally contribute to Mass, you know, your donation at Mass. This would be, you know, in addition to that. So they were looking for $500 as a minimum. $5,000 would be, you know, more desirable. And so we kept getting calls at our house. And my name was exactly the same as my dad's name. And I would say things like, oh, I'm really glad you called, but I think you're looking for my dad. And so they would then call my dad. And then he'd call me back, you know, for weeks. They would call me back. And nothing was working. I'd say, okay, well, why don't you send me, I haven't seen any of this information, so why don't you send me this little packet and I'll take a look at it. I'm trying to get out of the $5,000, right? Because I'm thinking, if there's an easy way to fix this. We just add one more mass on Sunday. So instead of a 9 o'clock mass and 11 o'clock mass, we just add one more. And that's going to fix the entire problem.
Makes sense.
Sure. But they didn't want to do that. What the church wanted to do was have a bigger church. So kind of like what school superintendents do. They want to build new buildings. Well, I was getting nowhere trying to avoid paying the $500 or whatever it might have been, $5,000. I wasn't going to do it because to me it was not necessary. Okay, so finally, a call came in, and I can't run from these calls anymore. They just keep coming and coming and coming. And I know the guy who's calling me. He's just, you know, he's a parishioner in the church. And so I said, well, I guess you didn't know. I guess you haven't heard. We've converted. We're now Buddhists.
Oh, God.
Do you know that worked?
Oh, God. You know? I would have sent them a picture of a bunch of Buddhists with chains. I would have said, "Thank you very much. We're now, you know, we're now looking for a church."
So our class, our broadcast classroom throughout the world is learning. Maybe they thought Vinny was a little bit more meek and mild than this, and so I've been like this for a long time. That's a story I have not shared on the air, but I thought it was apropos for today's environment. We're talking about practical jokes, and we're talking about things that we've done at work. You know, George, when I had that job at the bank in the basement in the exercise room, it really annoyed me that guys from all over the bank would come downstairs to the basement and use the men's room. And this men's room was really nice. I mean, it was, you know, this was a headquarters for the bank, so they spared no expense. And it was an interruption in our work, hearing the elevator ding when the door opened and, you know, when the door closed. And, you know, there are plenty of bathrooms all over the bank. They didn't need to come down to, you know, the basement. And So there were multiple sinks at a in this bathroom, and the sinks were about just a little bit below belt level. So if you're standing there, just a little bit below your belt, you kind of bend over to use the sinks. And I thought that most people are lazy, so they tended to use the sink closest to where they were. And so the shortest path would be from walking in to the shortest distance to a specific urinal, then the shortest distance to a sink, and then the shortest distance to the door. So I took off the aerator that was on the sink, and I just fabricated it so it would spray a real fine mist straight out, kind of like a squirt gun, straight out, at just below belt level. And the coolest thing was a guy would walk in, 2 minutes later you'd hear, "Oh!"
Oh, God.
Well, and the problem was, you know, we all wore suits back then, and not everybody wore a black suit. You know, some wore tan, light gray, you know, and these water spots would show up.
Yeah, so now, it wouldn't look very appropriate either if you had to go to the cafeteria.
So what happened was these guys who would, you know, race across, you know, from wherever they were to use our men's room. It took extra time because we were way out of the way. So that took extra time. They had to get back to wherever their workstation was. But now we added like another 10 minutes while they dried their pants off. So we actually stemmed the tide of these foreigners, if you will, invading our bathroom. There are things that you can do that are practical, probably fun for some people, maybe less fun for other people. So I shared a couple of those with our class. True stories. Yet, you want to hear another one?
Do you mind if I tell you one?
Yeah, go ahead.
I used to work for the post office. Now, this is back in the 70s, and I was what they called a sub. And they had a lot of World War II and Korean veterans at the time. So these men were hanging on to the jobs. They were doing their 20, 25, 30 years. We even had one youngster, so to speak. He'd been working since 1933. And here it was like 1978, 79. And he's there. He's got the best route. And I'll tell you, the guy was in his, I swear, he must have been in his early 80s. But he was still doing a route. But it was in Boston. And anyway, you'd hear stories, especially when the older gentlemen would talk. I used to love to listen to their stories, and they would be all laughing and all amongst each other. Well, one day, the story came out like they ran a tight ship, but every once in a while, something would come up that, let's just say, the postal inspectors and the supervisors would miss. So there was certain sections of Boston that, let's just say, they're kind of like the run down, the poor sections, but the type of sections too where it might not be that safe to go into, you know, much of the day. Well, anyway, they had a guy who was assigned to that route. So what he used to do was he'd take the mail and he'd figure all these people want are the first class mail, which has the, you know, the, say, the 40 cents, well, at the time it had the stamp on it, or the checks. He said they didn't want the junk mail. They didn't want the flyers. They didn't want this. They just wanted the first class and the checks. So what he would do is that, you know how the sewer drains would be there, and you'd see it. It would look like a small tunnel almost with the grate in front of it. Mm-hmm. And he would sit there at the beginning of his route and just basically fling in letter after letter, circular, right? Well, this went on for some months. Well, one day, they had a storm that, let's just say, it was torrential downpour. He says, the next thing everybody knew, floating down the street, covering the entire street, were all these, this mail that the guy had been throwing down in the storm. It must have backed up so bad. So when the post inspectors finally caught up with this guy, he said, look, all they wanted was the checks in the first class mail. Well, he needed to find underemployment after that, but I'm just saying, that's a true story.
That's a great story. And you know, we have heard stories about post office employees throwing out the mail, and yeah, that's a great story. So I was in the 1990s, early 1990s, I was teaching high school students advanced computer technology. And one of the things that we did was we built computers. And we would install networks. We would design networks of computers and the wiring and every component, printers, software, every component from the beginning to teaching the teachers how to use computers. So we did that, and my classroom did. And at one time I had 60 students, but I was able to whittle that down to about 15 students. And we sold a network to another school district on the other side of Virginia. So it was a couple-hour drive. And so we got the school systems, the district's vans, and I took my students on a field trip to install these computers. And as a treat, I took them to Fuddruckers, which is a hamburger joint. Have you heard of Fuddruckers?
Yeah, no, I have.
Yeah, okay. So this was, you know, back in the 90s. So we pulled into Fuddruckers, and the parking lot was full. I thought, well, this is going to be, boy, we don't have a lot of time to, you know, wait an hour. But I'll tell you the rest of the story when we come back. True story coming up about my class, Fuddruckers, and what I did. George is with us in New Hampshire. We're telling stories.
My name is Lee, and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit AtlasSurvivalShelters.com.
Are you a Catholic with traditional values, seeking traditional worship, but are fed up, angry, and disgusted by corruption in the church? If so, then consider Servants of the Holy Family, a community of priests and brothers who are fighting those who have infiltrated the church, intending to create a one-world government and one-world religion. Help and support this great cause. Visit survey.org, spelled S-E-R-V-I.org. Come to our Mass. Become a priest or brother now at survey.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Take my.
When you go to the PC, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Georgia, New Hampshire, and I are ending our broadcast careers here this morning. And so I was telling a story about Fuddruckers, but and my students who were on a field trip to install computers. But first, I need to preface this with a little more information. Back in the 1980s, I learned about a management style that General Electric used, and it's called MBWA. MBWA. Four letters. And it stands for Managing by Walking Around. Managing by Walking Around. And so what the boss would do in the General Electric management style, and the little people didn't know this, the boss would go out onto the floor where the little people were doing their jobs, whether it be a factory or an office setting, and he'd take out a pad and a pen, and he'd kind of stand in one place, kind of in the middle, and he'd look to the left, and he'd write down romaine lettuce. Then he'd look a little bit to the right, and he'd write apples. And then he'd look a little to the right some more, and he'd say olive oil, potatoes. So he's making a list, because he remembered his wife called him and said, don't forget, on the way home, get these things. So he's writing this list. But now the little people are looking at the boss, who's got a real stern, serious look on his face. He's got the pad, and he's writing down, he's looking at them. And they're saying, he knows. He knows. He knows that I messed up. I'm going to get fired today. So the little people know of all their little mistakes. They see the boss writing things down, stern look on his face, and then the boss leaves. So that's MBWA, and it really straightens up, you know, any slackers that might be in the area. They see this and they think, oh, I'm next. I'm going to get fired next. Okay, now keep that in mind. So we're in Fuddruckers, and the line is really long. It's snaking around, and I'm thinking, it's going to be an hour before we get served. I can't spend this time because I've got to get these students back so they can get back on the bus and go home. You know, back at the school after our day's adventure installing these computers. I've got to get them home. So I had a deadline. So my uniform was always the same, and still is the same, hasn't changed. It's a long-sleeved, typically white shirt, broadcloth, ironed, with a tie. And back then it was khaki slacks. And if it was the winter, it would be a World War II style brown leather bomber jacket. In the summer, it would be no bomber jacket. So that was my uniform. Long sleeve white shirt, khaki slacks, and a tie. So we're in there, and my students are with me, and the line is really long, and we're at the end of the line. So I said to one of my students, can you go back to the van and get my clipboard? And this was like a clipboard that would hold 8.5 by 11 paper. So he got my clipboard, and I kind of wandered toward the front of the line. I brought one of my students with me, actually a couple of them. I said, come with me. And be serious. No joking. You got to look real serious. So I said, and we're standing near the front of the line, but out of the way, but where the employees could hear us, the people behind the counter. And there was a gal taking pre-orders, you know, from this long line. And I said to one of my students, now listen, don't say anything about us being from corporate headquarters. And don't say anything about, you know, us timing how long this line is, okay? Don't say anything. And so it's okay. So we got back in line. And do you know they called us right away? Just because they had this little seed planted that we were from Fuddruckers corporate headquarters, and we were going to report on how well we were served. And then we got the best service there that day. So that was just one more little ruse that we pulled, and the students had some fun with that. So they learned
a story. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I have a story. I worked as a bricklayer's assistant when I was right out of high school. And I think it's kind of in the blood, Vin. You know what I mean? You look at all those Roman aqueducts and the buildings that are the roads that are still in use. You know, it's kind of in the blood building that. My father used to joke when he first married my mother. You know, the she was Italian. She's Italian. And it's like your mom. And it was like the toaster broke down and my father fixed it. My father always laughed. He goes, it's the blood, you know. But I got a story along a restaurant line that I think you'll get a kick out of.
All right. When we come back, George in New Hampshire is with us. This is USA Prepare. It's kind of a light day today. We're seeing if we can get fired from our broadcasting careers by telling true stories. We'll be right back.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? AllicinMed is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior AlloMed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.